Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Under the Stained Glass, where we just take a few minutes to review our lesson that we had in church today and look at it again from a family point of view. So I'm here with my partner, Ms. Whitney.
Hi.
And today we were looking at chapter 13 of Matthew, where Jesus is telling this familiar story of a man who is sowing seeds out in a field. And Jesus talks about, number one, just the abundant kind of abandon with which this guy is throwing these seeds. And what Jesus wants us to know is that those seeds represent the way that God is just with abundance, just throwing out his love and his forgiveness and his offer of friendship to us. But Jesus lets us know that that offer falls on different kinds of soil, different kinds of hearts, what I was calling it today, a soul soil. Just depending on what kind of soil we have makes a difference in how we receive that message and how we're able to respond. But also, Ms. Whitney and I were talking this last week just about how right now the conditions that we're living under with this pandemic and the isolation, how that really encourages maybe some of these bad soils. And what Jesus was talking about was a hard-packed soil, he says. There's a rocky kind of soil, he says, and we'll talk about all of these, and then a weedy kind of soil, but just how the conditions that we're living under right now are not helpful and how maybe we should reverse that, especially in our families.
Yeah, and parents, guiding your children's faith is never an easy task, and we all know this. But in isolation, you have a heightened responsibility to shepherd their faith, coupled with continuing to grow your own faith. Mm. And this can really seem like a lot without the normal help of the church that we usually have on Sundays or midweek when we all come together. And so this can really drain on parents and really have a negative effect on the soil in our lives as we seek to produce fruit for Jesus.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, as leaders in our families, whatever, wherever we're at spiritually, it's really going to filter down, right? Yes. And have an effect on our whole family. So I think that one of the first things that we really need to be aware of is to just recognize how, as leaders in our families, we might be sliding into one of those non-optimal kinds of soils. Like, for instance, that first one that Jesus talked about, the hard-packed soil, you know?
Sure. When we talk about that hard-packed soil faith, we're really talking about that faith that simply checks boxes when completing devotions and engaging in worship. It doesn't really have much life in it. It's very devoid of a relationship, and it's not producing spiritual fruit. This really can be caused by exhaustion, especially in these times like we're in right now. When we're tasked with really keeping up our faith in the midst of isolation, we can be just really void of real relationship at this time, but isolation doesn't always produce that hard-packed soil. It can produce many other soils, maybe a rocky soil as well.
Yeah, and the rocky soil that Jesus was talking about was that thing where we really, you know, we feel great about our faith and we really love Jesus, and no one's saying that we don't, but that under any kind of challenge, we kind of just wither. We're not really engaged. And I think it comes through a little bit when we lose confidence that even in these times, especially in guess in these times, we lose confidence that God is really there with us, that God is truly with us and getting us through, even though it doesn't look like that. And maybe like you say, it starts to get a little rote. We put on a good face, but there's not a real whole lot of trust that God is really with us. And that can lead to that thing where we're really more doing religion than having relationship with God. And it's such a delicate balance, you know? But also, I think that as that relationship with God gets strained, it pops up in our families. We start seeing strained relationships between parents with, you know, the bickering and the tension that kids pick up on. And all of that is just kind of a result of that degrading relationship with God under pressure. And then, of course, there's just the worry. I mean, Jesus talked about the seeds that fall in the weeds and they're choked out because there's so many weeds. And I can just see, you know, the number of worries that we have right now, just looking out at the world, also working to kind of choke out that relationship with God.
Yeah, that crowded type of faith, that, like you said, choked out faith. It's similar to that rocky faith in that we are challenged in those times, you know, in our faith, and these times of isolation and worry can really be overwhelming. But crowded faith really has to do more with that constant worry or commitments that we mm-hmm. have, such as work or the commitments that have been heightened during COVID-19, or, you know, even working at home where your living space has become your workspace. So where's that separation between work and home and that home time? And that can really push our faith to the sidelines. This can even hurt not only our day-to-day worship that we do, but our Sabbath worship, where we're supposed to be devoting a day to God and to worshiping Him. And it really just gets crowded out by the world, and when we put the world ahead of God. So how do we counter these bad soils in our life when they pop up, which they can pop up in anybody's life?
Yeah, for sure. And especially now, hey, remember when we used to say, man, if only we didn't have to go to work, if we didn't have to go out into the world, we'd be able to be at home and we'd have so much more time and so much more space for God. So how's that working out?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, right? But I think we need to, just like always, it always comes back to this intentionality. We've got to set aside time. And maybe it can be a little easier to set aside time right now, but we need to set aside time to engender that curiosity about Christ and our faith and the way that other people are experiencing their faith. You know, there's plenty of things we can read and look at and listen to these days to get new input and amend that soil that's in us. But to really set aside time to cultivate that relationship with God that really makes faith fun and rewarding. And as that soil grows, as that faith grows, we're able to also engage the issues that are around us from an attitude of faith and an attitude of prayer.
Sure.
And then, of course, also just to continually be monitoring ourselves, and maybe with the help of others, if we have others around us, you know, that's what church is kind of for, to kind of monitor where we are falling behind, or maybe where we are falling into those non-optimal soils, you know.
Absolutely. It's super important to continue to reach out to others any way you can, even if it's not physically, because we can't physically at this moment. It really, check in on your Christian family and give them an opportunity to check in on you. It's that John Wesley, how is your soul type of connection that we push for in this church, and we can really still establish outside of the church as well in these times. It can do wonders for us and help us to understand where our soul is and how we can address these bad soils if they start to pop up in our lives. And things like Wednesday meetings for the children or midweek meetings for adults. Those are fantastic for all of us to have a safe environment to really talk about how we're feeling in our faith and to have other like-minded people discuss how we help that, how we feed our soil and we get it back to good.
Yeah.
And reaching out to our pastor. We have a great pastor that we can reach out to at any time. That's a great way to really reset your soul. And all of this with the goal being to still maintain that presence of the church through every season.
Yeah, and understand, I mean, right now we're experiencing all kinds of new ways to do church that are going to be with us when we reconvene.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. We really have some really awesome opportunities right now to develop those channels by which we can help each other in our faith. We just have to continue, I think, also to have confidence that God is actually using this time to cultivate the soil of our personal faith and our soul soil, and being open and trusting in that. And even finding ways to, right now, we have an opportunity to shift our routines, to be a little more free, to try new things, to shift our routines with our kids and with our families, to explore God's grace, especially in nature, to get out and do the things that they say we can do, hiking and the beach and all of those things, to get creative. I know my son and I went for a hike the other day, which was after work, but you know, we could actually get together right after work and go for a beautiful hike with the dogs. And we talked about stuff, spiritual things that we hadn't talked about in ages that just bubble up when you get out into God's territory.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was so wonderful. So, you know, encourage people to do that. There's so many good things that are possible now that weren't possible in the old normal. And it's all, I think, God is aiming it all at cultivating our soil and cultivating that relationship with Him.
Sure. I'm going to read Matthew 13:23 again. It says, "The seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted." So even in these times, like you said, we can still cultivate our soil and produce fruit, even within our own faith and our families. Even though we don't necessarily see things, even though it's hard and the labor is just so intense to go through just to cultivate and keep sowing and sowing and sowing, mm-hmm. we can still produce good fruit.
Oh, yeah. And remember, I mean, in our own gardens, you know, we plant those seeds mm-hmm. and we don't go dig them up every day to make sure that they're growing. But no. they're growing. And we just have to be really confident in that, staying focused on the Lord, staying focused on the Word, continuing to worship and help our children to do the same. Mm-hmm. So thank you all for being here. And we'll see you next week under the stained glass. Bye.